USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Early data from the new Omicron variant of COVID-19 does not indicate a great degree of danger.
There is an expectation that 30% of the non-vaxxers said under no circumstances would I get a vaccination. Because of the new variant, are now saying, I'm going to get a vaccination.
Reports from South Africa, where it emerged, suggest hospitalization rates have not increased alarmingly. 98-year-old Senator Bob Dole, a son of Kansas and a World War II battlefield survivor, became one of the longest-serving Republican leaders. He passed in his sleep Sunday morning. A Myanmar court sentenced the country's ousted leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, on Monday to 4 years in prison on charges of inciting public unrest. The 76-year-old faces 11 charges in what many are calling politically motivated. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined.
You may be in to punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Let's get a COVID-19 Omicron variant update.
A third of U.S. states report cases of the new coronavirus variant, although the health officials are suggesting that it may be less dangerous than the previous Delta variant.
Thus far, the signals are a bit encouraging regarding the severity. But again, you got to hold judgment until we get more experience.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN State of the Union. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky telling ABC's This Week we can expect more cases in the coming days.
We know we have, several dozen cases, and we're following them closely, and we are every day hearing about more and more probable cases, so that number is likely to rise.
Walensky saying 99.9% of the cases in the U.S. are the Delta variant. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Detroit Lions won their first NFL game this year by beating the Vikings Sunday. The record is now 1-10-1. USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
Remembering Senator Bob Dole in his farewell speech before the Senate on June 11, 1996.
Majority Leader, Senator Dole of Kansas, is recognized.
I appreciate very much the resolution just passed. Will it be in big letters or neon? Or? I know it can't have any political advertising on it, but just to have the name out there in lights the next few months might be helpful. Well, I want to thank all of my colleagues, and I want to go back 136 years ago this summer. A committee arrived in Springfield, Illinois. Senator Simon probably knows the story, to formally notify Abraham Lincoln that the Republican Party had nominated him to run for president. And history records that Lincoln's formal reply to the news was just two sentences long. And then as he surveyed the crowd of friends, as I surveyed the crowd of friends here in the galleries and on the floor, who had gathered outside his home, he said, "And now I will no longer defer the pleasure of taking each of you by the hand." So I guess as Lincoln said then, 136 years ago, if all of us who are leaving this year, and I'm only one, I know we have the same thoughts and the same emotions, if we could all go out and shake hands of all the people who are responsible for us being here, it would take a long, long time. You begin with your family.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.